All right, back to what do we do what do we do with the agents? It sounds like the subject of a song. No, it doesn't. I heard myself say that. I said, no, song, no. Anyway, my swollen head that pressed against my brain because it's swelling in the cheeks, it's swelling all over my head, had its spirit dampening effect. And she just rolled over me, metaphorically speaking, then backed up and rolled some more. Her bluster never let up. I could barely follow her argument. Point being, these folks are trained to be like pit bulls, to have a commanding presence, to take charge. And so I've been pondering, how real will that practical politics guidance be, as we must be tender and open for a love evolution? And I just have to say one more thing. I'm on the light being used, weaponizing the headlight thing. I've had a couple recent experiences in which it was law enforcement officers seemed to be delivering the biggest hit. And I just want to append to that that this is not at all about, this is simply FYI. We have to start pooling information about what we're experiencing, is my point that I was trying to get to. We have to pool information in order to form effective response strategy. And so knowing that is not at all to indict specifically law enforcement officers, because infiltration is in literally every occupation. There is no occupation, because we are thinking people everywhere. There are minds to influence everywhere. And I know there's specifics that are specific occupations that are infiltrated to a higher degree, those that have more influence over people's thinking, including media and the arts. But it occurred to me in typing up the recent segment of Kropotkin that, which I'm still thinking about, and now I'm deciding I'm going to have to rewrite because it didn't express what I was trying to say, or I didn't like interjecting and where I did interject in his quite passionate appeal to young people. But when he was talking about those who build our own homes and stuff, it got me thinking about construction, and then thinking about this infiltration issue in that light, it occurred to me that that's another probable way in which they've attempted to create division, is by infiltrating construction workers near colleges, because he referred to the fact that it really is important, that Kropotkin did, that students join hands with those who are doing the hard work, the so-called manual work, that we work together on this. And so I thought, I would not at all be surprised if wherever there are construction projects, particularly near or in universities, they have paid folk to encourage sexual harassment of college students. I would not at all. And that was, and just as we talked about last week with the infiltration of those who are living on the street or hanging out on the street, the point is to create bad feelings between us, among us. And wherever that can happen, particularly now, because we are in those times when they are scrambling to figure out what to do with water shortages, food shortages, resource shortages. This is that in-game time they have been preparing for, and we have not. The internet allows us to not just prepare for hard times, but create a new world of abundance, because we create the abundance by working together off leash. So, these guys, I'm thinking of Peter Kropotkin as a really interesting segment on agents, which I'll probably share at some point. But they are trained to be commanding. And what do we do with that? And maintain our tenderness. And be determined, as power is to stop it, determined to achieve our freedom. And while it's certainly so that infiltration of a movement to end coercion will require a subtler approach from any agent, that commanding presence they're taught, that training to grab our hands and lead us, is troubling. And I think we should make more specific something previously said, that the agreements we make together at the outset of our collaborative efforts are critical to the success of them. So let's revisit our previous discussion on this, and that's particularly in the June 14, 21, 28, and July 5th, 2015 shows, and think through again what those agreements should be. But let's also consider the implications for our dilemma of what Kropotkin has said and shared with us. And this was quoted first in the November 1, 2015 show. Quote, the march forward in political institutions appears to us to consist in abolishing, in the first place, the state authority which has fixed itself upon society, and that's a global society now, and which now tries to extend its functions more and more. And in the second place, in allowing the broadest possible development for the principle of free agreement, and in acknowledging the independence of all possible associations formed for definite ends, embracing in their federations the whole of society. The life of society itself, we understand not as something complete and rigid, but as something never perfect, something ever striving for new forms and ever changing these forms in accordance with the needs of the time. That is what life is in nature, unquote. And that's a really important quote, which I know will be revisiting in future shows, because it is the kernel, the nut of our strategy, or of our global, or the strategy, or the, what's the right word? The structure, the form of our global freedom. Because it isn't, most of us are not seeing it, feeling it, you know? How do we do that? The world's a big place. But he breaks it down and makes it simple. And it is an elegant simplicity that is, resonates so true to me. And I think it will to you once we begin talking about it, that it is simply the multitude of our global associations on which our future is based.